We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a diamond, got nine men, got a hat and a bat, and that's not all. You got the bleachers, got them from spring till fall. You got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball?
I can't talk yet. We got to get to the OK Blue Jays part.
I was going to say it'd be fun to redo this with the current state of things, you know, from spring till fall.
Maybe.
You got to wait till fall.
Got to wait till after the 4th of July, then cross your fingers.
Negotiations.
Yeah, that's right. Revenue splits.
And lots of vacation.
Okay.
Blue Jays.
Test results.
I thought you were going, okay, test me now. You know, okay, yeah, that's good. Hey, it's got to stay up with the current events. Baseball, that's right. We're talking baseball, and we're going to the Western Hotline. Shai Davidi is going to join us, baseball columnist, sportsnet.ca, because the Jays, most of them, are in Toronto as they try and get ready for the upcoming season, scheduled to start July 23rd. Shai, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, well, we're okay. You know, we're crossing fingers and hoping for baseball season. I guess, now, first off, they're back in Toronto. Is everything cleared for the Jays to actually play the games in Toronto at the Rogers Centre?
Not games. Right now, they have an exemption from the government that allows them to stage their training camp in the city, and they're still working through health regulations with several levels of government to try and get an exemption for the regular season. But that one's a bit more tricky because when you come in for a camp, you know, you're here for the three weeks or whatever it is, and, you know, you can essentially fulfill the quarantine, but it's a different story when, you know, you're going back and forth across the border and you have teams coming in for a few days at a time. You know, that's a bit more of a challenge right now. So that's what they're trying to work through with the different levels of government at this point.
Shai, with regard to this levels of government, you know, a couple leagues have different countries to work with, the NHL, the NBA also, with the Raptors coming down. But overall, Major League Baseball throughout this process, you know, they didn't have to stop a season. They had to delay it, and they had labor battles. And now it seems like what's going on with testing is cropping up. So how would you evaluate Major League Baseball en masse, the whole thing, in terms of how they've handled this entire process that continues to play out day by day?
Well, the term tire fire immediately comes to mind, right? I mean, you just think about, you know, it's weird to hold up the NHL as a model of how you want to do things. But, you know, not only have they agreed upon a return to play protocol and, you know, a plan to have a hub city and all that, you know, they managed to extend their labor agreement, guaranteeing labor peace well into the future, which, if you're looking at things on the surface, that's what baseball should have been doing, and not thinking about this thing in terms of what's the money that we're worried about this summer. You know, how do we ensure the long-term health of the business, and how can we partner with the players going forward? So, you know, right off the bat, things got off on the wrong foot because, you know, the owners and players reached a quick agreement on what was essentially supposed to be a roadmap through this pandemic season, and then immediately afterwards they started chomping at the bit to try and get some salary concessions from the players. And, you know, things devolved from there. And it almost made some of the return to play stuff a secondary issue. And now you've got hiccups in the testing, which isn't much of a surprise. So, you know, I mean, you factor in, you know, we're no longer talking about the fact that the Astros, you know, were essentially cheated their way to a World Series title. You know, there's the Boston Red Sox title the year afterwards, a little bit questionable. You know, there are a number of issues across the game. You think about the disconnect with younger fans. You know, there's just a whole mess of things. And instead of sort of dealing with those things in a responsible manner, trying to build this game moving forward, you know, they haggled over money in this season, which was absolutely ridiculous.
One other thing on that, and then I'll get to some Jay stuff. But on when you made the point about the NHL, I know the whole concept of not using a bubble. Now, granted, the original sites they had talked about a possible bubble, are now all disaster areas, basically, right? Arizona and Texas and Florida. But the idea of being in your own cities and putting guys on planes and having road trips, I mean, it just seems like how much talk is there internally as opposed to the NBA and as opposed to the NHL that Major League Baseball is taking too many risks. They're making it tougher on themselves with this setup.
But that's not only a product of Major League Baseball. And, you know, part of that is that, you know, the players wanted no part of that bubble idea. And so this was the next best option if you're not going to do that. And I think there's an argument to be made that maybe you're better off if, you know, everybody's bubbling in their own city as they're traveling instead of living in their own homes. You know, that may help too. But, you know, if you're living at home in a community where there's massive spread, say California, Texas, or Florida, you know, then there's a good chance that you're going to have a random encounter with somebody that may lead to an infection, or one of the members of your household will have that. So essentially, the bigger that your social circle is, the more risks that you're taking. And that's part of what, you know, the players accepted and said they were willing to do in order to not live in a bubble. So that's sort of the challenge. This was the essentially the safest plan they could come up with that was agreeable to all parties. And, you know, that's why they're on this road.
You know, if it was a full season, I don't think anybody would have talked about the Jays as a contender for a playoff spot. In a 60-game season, does it even the field? Does it give them any kind of shot?
Sure. I mean, look, honestly, even for a bad team, you can fake your way through 60 games, right? Any team can fake their way through 60 games. What 162 does is 162 shows who's the best organization, who's got the most depth, who's got the most talent, because, you know, you just can't fake your way through that many games. So there can be all kinds of small sample size randomness. And the Blue Jays, instead of being in a position where, you know, you have to think, oh, we got to really be cautious with our young arms, and they're better off starting in Buffalo than they are, you know, pitching in relief in the majors. Well, there's no AAA, there's no AA. So those dudes that you were trying to develop, you know, better to let them come out of your bullpen, air it out at 98 for an inning or two, and see if you can really eliminate some or shorten some games that way. Mm-hmm. So I think the Blue Jays are going to completely manage their pitching staff in a different way than they would have during the regular season. And if their young players, young position players, can continue on the trajectory they were on, then they've got a chance to be really interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you had to describe the 2020 Blue Jays, offense, defense, pitching, whatever, as you broke it all down, how would you give us an overview, how would you describe the 2020 Blue Jays?
In general, I would just say, you know, young with lots of upside. But, you know, that also comes with a lot of volatility, right? So is Bo Bichette going to come up and, you know, continue to tear the cover off the baseball the way he did it over 2 months last summer? You know, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. going to take a step forward? Is Kevin Biggio going to continue to improve? Which version of Teoscar Hernandez do you get? Is Danny Jansen going to rebound offensively? You know, those are just a handful of the questions you have on the position player side. On the pitching side, you know, things look a lot better than they were last year when, you know, at certain points they were running the unorthodox two-man rotation because they just didn't have enough starters. You know, you've got Hyunjin Ryu right now. Matt Shoemaker is back and healthy. You know, Trent Thornton did a nice job. Chase Anderson is a veteran arm that can help. Nate Pearson is going to be in the rotation, if not out of the gate when you break the season, shortly thereafter. And, you know, he's the best pitching prospect in the game. They just have a lot of pieces that are really interesting. And, you know, those can congeal really quickly and the team can take off. Or on the flip side, you know, they can experience some of the growing pains that is not atypical of young players and have another sort of sideways season.
What happens with Pearson? Like you mentioned, you know, he's the top prospect. You know, normally you could put him in Buffalo to start the season and then bring him up at some point, but there is no minor league baseball season. So what happens with a guy like him?
Well, you know, if he's not on the opening day roster, I don't think that you could have a more blatant example of service time manipulation than that, right? I mean, there's no reason for him to not make this team other than service time.
Okay.
And so, you know, I would think that, you know, for the sake of the message that you want to send to your team, the sake of the message you want to send to your fans, and the sake of the message you want to send to the player that he's on this opening day roster and they're not trying to manipulate his time. But who knows? Right. You know, I get the business argument of it, too. And you're saying, all right, well, we skip two starts and we get an extra season out of them. Like, how can you argue against that? And, you know, from a business side, if you're a manager and you have to make that decision, it's pretty compelling. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a downside to that. And I think the downside to that at this point is more damaging to this team than giving up that extra year of control would be.
Last thing I want to ask you about, some players, how many players were left behind in Florida, right? Didn't they not come north with the full squad because of positive tests?
Right. There was one positive test, and there was a handful of staffers and players that were held back. I don't know the exact number. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, reported that it was 12, but that nobody would confirm that for me. So I'm not sure about that total, but it was a decent number, but not a crippling number by any stretch.
All right. Shai Davidi joining us, national baseball columnist, sportsnet.ca. And again, if everything goes as planned, opening day is July 23rd. Shai, thanks for coming on with us. Nice to have you on the show, sir. Appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Stay healthy, guys.
Thank you. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.